think I've said it also, policy was interesting to me and health's an incredibly important area. I mean, it's the issue that comes up the most when people are asked, you know, what's the social policy area that affects you, that you're worried about? And so, yeah, really, really looking forward to it.
And what are the big issues on the health?
Well, I think as Phil mentioned, I mean, in his speech the other day, John Key actually said that the spending allowance is going down from $1.3 billion to $800 million. If health was being funded just to cover inflation, it would take up most of that $800 million. Clearly, that's not going to happen. And so John Key and Tony Ryle are going to have to answer what's going to be cut in addition to what's already been cut.
And as you head into the election, presumably then you'll be advocating on Labor's behalf an increase in spending in health over the government's allocation.
Well, I think health's always been important to Labor governments, and we obviously haven't set our full policy and our full budget yet, but I certainly will be pushing for health to get the resources that it needs. New Zealanders want to know that they're going to have an accessible health system and a quality health system, and what we've seen so far from the National Party is a series of cuts, especially affecting the elderly, which I think is grossly unfair, and I'll be advocating on those issues.
What do you think of Tony Ryle?
Well, Tony Ryle's obviously been a health minister who's performed well inside Parliament, but I guess the message that I've got to Tony Ryle is that the buck stops with him. I don't think New Zealanders want to see him hiding behind district health boards when it comes to cuts. He's the person responsible for the funding of the health system, and I intend to hold him to account for that.
Do you think he plays too much emphasis on elective surgery over the rest of the health sector?
I mean, I follow my mother's advice that prevention is better than cure, and that it's really important that we get public health right and we get primary health right. Tony Ryle is focused on elective surgery because that is something that people are worried about. They want to know that themselves and their friends and their family will get surgery. But in the end, that's not enough for the health system. That really is just playing to the populist measure rather than what's important for the long-term health of New Zealand.
And what about his restructuring of the health ministry and the health administration, especially with handing so much power over to this NHB? Is that what it's called?
The National Health Board, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do have some concerns about the role of the National Health Board within the ministry, and certainly one of the things I'm going to be doing in it in short order is focusing on the ministry and how it does its job. We all want frontline services to get the resources they need, but you still need people in the back rooms helping making sure that happens.
So how, I mean, is this a sign that health is right at the front now, whereas it's kind of not been getting any traction for Labor, has it?
Oh, look, I think it's a difficult issue to get traction on sometimes, and I think I have great admiration for Ruth and the work that she did in the portfolio, but as Phil said, I'm going to bring some fresh eyes to it, and I certainly intend to hold Tony Ryle to account.
But actually, historically, it's never been a difficult issue to get traction on. It's always been a really, you know, sensitive issue.
Oh, I think it's an issue that everyone cares about, and therefore there are a lot of opportunities to raise issues, and that's what I'll do.